The rise of the Fourth Reich. The secret societies that threatened to take over America. By Jim Mars. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Copyright 2008 by Jim Mars. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with William Marrow, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Adolf Hitler's Third Reich ended in Berlin on April 30, 1945. Thunder reverberated from a storm of Russian artillery that was bombarding the ruined capital. The day before, along with the incoming shells, came particularly bad news from the Führer, who, by this late date in World War II, was confined to his underground bunker beneath the Reich Chancellery. Hitler had learned that 2 days earlier, his Axis partner, Italy's fascist dictator, Benito Mussolini, had been captured by paramilitary Italian resistance fighters. Mussolini and his mistress, Clara Petacci, were executed, and their bodies were left hanging from lampposts in a Milan piazza. This news was especially worrisome to Hitler because only hours earlier he had married Eva Braun in a small civil ceremony inside the Führer bunker. Hitler had previously vowed never to be captured alive and reiterated to his entourage that neither he nor his new bride would be made a spectacle presented by the Jews to divert their hysterical masses. He made obvious preparations for the end of his reign. He handed out poison capsules to his remaining female secretaries and had Blondie, his favorite Alsatian dog, poisoned. 2 other household dogs were shot. Dictating a last will, he stated, "I myself and my wife, in order to escape the disgrace of deposition or capitulation, choose death." He ordered that their bodies be burned immediately. But Hitler, decorated World War I soldier and hardened political fighter, made it clear that he and his philosophies would not leave the world stage quietly. He added, "From the sacrifice of our soldiers, and from my own unity with them unto death, will in any case spring up in the history of Germany the seed of a radiant renaissance of the National Socialist movement, and thus of the realization of a true community of nations." Hitler then passed along a line of his entourage, mostly women, and shook their hands while mumbling inaudibly. Frau Traudl-Junger, one of the secretaries present, recalled that Hitler's eyes seemed to be looking far away, beyond the walls of the bunker.